Am I suggesting that modern man is doomed and that we should return to the pre-industrial mode of production or to 19th century free enterprise capitalism? Certainly not. Problems are never solved by returning to a stage which one has already outgrown. I suggest transforming our social system from a bureaucratically managed industrialism in which maximal production and consumption are ends in themselves, in the Soviet Union as well as in the capitalist countries, into a humanist industrialism in which man and the full development of his potentialities, those of love and of reason, are the aims of all social arrangements. Production and consumption should serve only as means to this end and should be prevented from ruling man. To attain this goal, we need to create a renaissance of enlightenment and of humanism. It must be an enlightenment, however, more radically realistic and critical than that of the 17th and 18th centuries. It must be a humanism that aims at the full development of the total man, not the gadget man, not the consumer man, not the organization man. The aim of a humanist society is the man who loves life, who has faith in life, who is productive and independent. Such a transformation is possible if we recognize that our present way of life makes us sterile and eventually destroys the vitality necessary for survival.